Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't want to waste any time. I want to jump right in with this post that's on screen right now. This was written by somebody who was supposed to be our commander-in-chief. Somebody who is supposed to be a beacon of steady-handedness across the country. Somebody who is supposed to guide the way in times of uncertainty. Yet our commander-in-chief, on a repeated basis, is sending out long, manic Truth Social posts in the middle of the night about how Democrats are sick of mind, quote, hate our country, and actually want to destroy our cities. There is something wrong with them. Now, I want to break down this entire post in parts that I find especially concerning. The entire post is concerning. But first, I do want to talk about the man being suspected of shooting Minnesota lawmakers being arrested last night. So, obviously, Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were assassinated. Not just killed, they were assassinated by the man on screen. And then Senator Hoffman of Minnesota was also shot. I don't even want to talk or look at this guy on screen. People are putting so much attention on him. I don't even find him fascinating. I find him to be an absolute sickening lunatic. I think we should talk more about Representative Melissa Hortman, rest in peace. But just to bring you up to speed on what happened last night before we dig into Trump's post, the 57-year-old man had been arrested in the U.S. state of Minnesota on suspicion of killing a Democratic state lawmaker and her husband. The arrest on Sunday night was the culmination of a two-day huge manhunt following the deaths of Melissa Hortman, a Minnesota Democrat, her husband Mark, and then obviously Senator Hoffman and his wife were forced to jump on their daughter to save her life. State Governor Tim Walz called it a, quote, politically motivated assassination, of course. Police arrested the man, and he was armed at the time of his arrest, but surrendered peacefully. He is also alleged to have shot and wounded Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. Mrs. Hoffman said on Sunday they both felt incredibly lucky to be alive, as they had been hit by 17 bullets between them. She and her husband had been gutted and devastated by the Hortman's death, Ms. Hoffman added in her statement. We have no words, she wrote. There is never a place for this kind of political hate. Incredibly tragic and sickening story. It's honestly left me kind of mad as the days go on. Not just about the shooter, obviously he's a piece of shit, but also about the right-wing reaction and the way they embolden this type of stuff. And that brings me to Donald Trump's post where he says in a long, late-night, manic post that, you know, Democrats are sick in the mind. And you can draw a direct line between the type of rhetoric that Trump is using right here and the type of political violence that we see. We do not see Democratic leaders in a top-down way using this political violence, but we have seen Republicans do this since Newt Gingrich. You can argue that this started when Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. He used a lot of inflammatory rhetoric, and then into the Rush Limbaugh era, that only escalated through the radio, and now we're here with Fox News and Trump dominating the nation. But let's start off and read some key parts of this post and just debunk it. I want to surgically debunk this post because the President of the United States twists, inverts, and lies about reality because he's kind of a malignant narcissist. Sometimes I think it's not even Trump's idiocy that makes him dangerous. Yes, of course, he is not very clever about politics whatsoever, and he has repeatedly shown that he's actually an idiot when it comes to policy. Like, we know this. That's not even what makes him super dangerous. It's that, compounded by the fact that he seems to be a malignant narcissist with no reality tests around him, no walls to push and see like what's reality and what's not. And that malignant narcissism allows him to take things super far, like the election fraud lie where he just said he didn't lose, there's no way I can ever lose. That is what makes him very dangerous, also the fact that he's an idiot. But let's read this. Our nation's ICE officers have shown incredible strength, determination, and courage as they facilitate a very important mission, going into nail salons and elementary schools. No, he doesn't say the elementary school part. He says, the largest mass deportation operation of illegal aliens in history. And Trump himself admitted a few days ago explicitly that they have to tone down the aggressive deportations because farmers were calling them and saying, dude, you're taking some of our best workers. The way Trump phrased it, he says, I just got a call from some of our very great farmers who love me, and they said that we are being very aggressive. Dude, we told you that you can't just remove labor from the forest en masse. This reads, every day, the brave men and women of ICE are subjected to violence, harassment, and even threats from radical Democrat politicians. What? What Democratic politicians are threatening ICE officers? That has never happened. In fact, Democratic politicians have been repeatedly de-escalating it. Gavin Newsom has been providing more resources, more guidance, more of a steady hand. God, it's just, he's gaslighting right now. ICE officers are herewith ordered. By notice of this truth, that's just so dumb. I'm sorry, that is so dumb. By notice of this truth, he says, like it's some awesome, like he's Gandalf, like you shall not pass. To do all their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering this mass deportation program. All right, we already know that Trump is saying this largely for optics because just 3 days ago he sent out a tweet, again, saying the farmers know he's taking it too far. In order to achieve this, we must expand efforts to detain and deport illegal aliens in America's largest cities such as LA, Chicago, and New York. Listen, I'm in Chicago, and a few days ago, if you saw my on-the-ground protest walking around, we're going to do that more. We might live stream at some of these raids. We might live stream more of the protests and more of the Trump admin's nature of just taking escalatory actions. What if we used our resources to live stream on the ground while ICE is raiding the city or raiding certain areas? Obviously, it would be slightly dangerous, but I think this is something that would be worth pursuing. If you want to support the channel and see that, make sure you subscribe below. I'm not just talking. We do these live streams. We go out there and we do these live streams very consistently in DC. But okay, to continue, this is where it gets really, really inflammatory, and you can see how, you know, this guy who just got arrested, just think about this. Think about this piece of shit right here, who's already easily impressionable and easily radicalized, and he trusts the president. He trusts the president of the United States, as people usually do. I mean, throughout the history of America, it was kind of a normal thing to trust the president of the United States. So this guy assumes that he can trust what the president's saying. And the president is saying, quote, "These and other cities are the core of the Democrat power center, where they use illegal aliens to expand their voter base, cheat in elections, and grow the welfare state, robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hard-working American citizens." Then he says, "These radical left Democrats are sick of mind, hate our country, and actually want to destroy our inner cities, and they are doing a good job of it. There is something wrong with them. This is why they believe in open borders. Transgender for everybody." What? Yeah, under the Biden admin, everybody gets a transgender person. Transgender people for everybody. Okay, to go back 1 second, everything he says here is so dumb. In this sentence, he claims simultaneously that illegal immigrants, as he calls them, are not only voting in elections, but cheating in elections, but also robbing Americans from good-paying, high-skilled jobs, but also growing the welfare states and taking benefits from hardworking Americans. How can you both be robbing good-paying jobs and also robbing benefits from hardworking American citizens? Get your damn narrative straight. You guys see the contradiction there, right? Then he says, "These radical left Democrats are sick of mind, hate our country, and actually want to destroy our cities." Brother, brother. You're saying this right after somebody was arrested for shooting Democratic lawmakers. He then says, "That is why I want ICE, Border Patrol, and our great patriotic law enforcement to focus on our crime-ridden and deadly inner cities." What's up with the capitalization of this? It's written like the person does not know English. Look it. You shouldn't be capitalizing cities or millions. You shouldn't be capitalizing benefit. Like, none of this should be capitalized. Heartland. Who types like this? That's why I call it manic. People in the comment section get mad when I use the word manic to describe Trump, but I'm sorry, if we're 6 months into the Trump era and the president's sending out these posts and you think the bigger problem is the words that I use to describe the president's posts, then you're missing the forest for the trees a little bit. I can use slightly inflammatory language in response to Trump saying that Democrats are sick in the mind. What else do I call it if not manic? How else am I supposed to win back young men my age if I'm always tiptoeing around and a little bit too scared to call Donald Trump out as posting like a manic person because I'm worried that somebody's going to say that I'm canceled or whatever? No, this is manic posting. This is manic posting right here. "I want our brave ICE officers to know what real Americans are cheering on every day. The American people want our cities, schools, and communities to be safe and free." Yeah, we all do. We want them to be safe and free from ICE, from police officers. We want our communities to be safe and free from the National Guard and the Marines while we're protesting. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos I make, drop a like, subscribe. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.